The opening of Parshas Vayetze is famous for the dramatic dream, the prophetic dream that Yaakov has as he's running away from his brother, and he lies down to sleep, and he sees the famous ladder, Sulav Mutzav Arza V'Rosha Magia Shemaima, the ladder going all the way up to heaven, and the angels are Olim V'Yordimbo, the angels going up and going down. And in the aftermath and the culmination of that incredible and inspiring prophetic dream, we read towards the end of Perek Chav Ches how Yaakov wakes up and he takes a vow. V'yider Yaakov neder lemor, im yihye Elokim imadi, if Hashem will be with me, ushmarani b'derech hazeh, he'll guard me on this way, asher anochi holech, this way that I'm going, v'nosan li lechem lechol ubega lobosh, if he'll give me bread to eat and clothing to wear, v'shavdi b'shalom el beis avi, if I can return safely to the house of my father eventually, v'haya Hashem li le'elokim, then Hashem will be for me a God. The declaration that the Torah describes as a vow that Yaakov takes is, at first glance, quite shocking. It certainly seems like he's making his commitment to Hashem, that which he completes his neder with. V'hayi Hashem li le'elokim, that God will be my God, Hashem will be my God. It certainly seems like he's making that conditional on Hashem giving him good things in the previous pasuk. If he protects him, gives him food, and gives him clothing. And it just seems to be impossible and inconceivable, we would think, that Yaakov, such a tzaddik, would make his entire commitment to Hashem conditional on Hashem living up to his promises to Yaakov. Moreover, in a more subtle problem with these psukim, is that the very things that Yaakov is asking for, protection, returning to his father's house, etc., are the very things that in his prophetic dream he had already been promised. So what happened that all of a sudden, right after he wakes up, he's already doubting what Hashem had just promised him? Basically, there are two approaches in the Mefarshim to try to understand what Yaakov is doing in these psukim generally, and specifically, what is meant by that climactic declaration, V'haya Hashem li le'elokim. Rashi, throughout the previous pasuk, the initial pasuk, explains that Yaakov is not chas v'shalom making anything conditional. Rather, he's merely outlining what he will be able to do in response when each detail in the dream is actually fulfilled. It's just a description of events. If these things happen to me, then I'll be able to do these things. Not that I'll only do them if, but rather as a simple declaration of reality, it will be possible for me to do X and Y when these good things happen to me. Moreover, when it comes to that climactic declaration, V'haya Hashem li le'elokim, Rashi explains, based on the Medrash, that this is actually not just a statement, but in fact almost a tefillah, a prayer, that if everything goes well, and yachol shmo alai, Hashem's name will rest upon me, mitchila v'ad sof, that I'll be able to not only be religious and virtuous on my own, but all of my zera, all of my children, will be loyal and faithful followers to Hashem. I'll have no wayward children, no children who go off the derech. He's davening that not only should he be successful and close to Hashem, but hopefully Hashem's promise should be fulfilled through his children, grandchildren, and for all generations. Rashbam, in a similar vein, says that this last statement, V'haya Hashem li le'elokim, is a prayer. It's not a condition. It's just a tefillah. Moreover, the Sforno also, keeping in this vein, explains that the various phrases that Yaakov mentioned are requests, each in their own way, for Hashem to remove various physical impediments which could become problems when it comes to spiritual growth. We often artificially bifurcate between spiritual and religious challenges, but Chazal in many places, and the Sforno references this, point out that sometimes physical impediments can actually be physical challenges can actually be impediments to spiritual growth. And therefore, Yaakov is praying that and asking Hashem, if he removes those things, then not as a condition, like if you don't do this, I won't do it, but rather simply as a metzias, that if I'm struggling with parnasa, if I'm struggling with certain basic human needs and necessities, I won't be able to fulfill my spiritual promise. All of this, as I say, is somewhat one approach whatever the nuances are between Rashi, Rashbam, Sforno, and others who fall into this camp, that this is really either tefillot slash statements of Yaakov, but certainly not conditional, conditions that he's placing on Hashem. A contrast to all of this is the explanation of the Ramban. The Ramban understands at least this last phrase, that Haya Hashem Lila Elokim, in a completely different way. That this is not part of the request, and certainly not a condition, but rather it's a result. As a result of Hashem's promise, which was made back on Pasuk Tezvav, I believe it is, Hashem tells him that I'll watch you, b'chol asher teleich, I'll return you el hadama hazot, I'll return you to Eretz Yisrael. You're about to leave, but I'll return you back one day, Hashem promises, to Eretz Yisrael. That Hashem, the Ramban explains, that it's only now, after having this prophetic dream, that Yaakov realizes that in order to have a complete and full relationship with Hashem, it has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. That is the ultimate place for spiritual fulfillment for a Jew. It's now that Yaakov first and fully realizes that I'll be able to have that complete relationship with Hashem only once I return to the place of my father, of Eretz Yisrael. And it's only then that Hashem will truly be for me Elohim. Only then, Vahayali, Hashem li Elohim. Not as a condition, not as a taunt, ultimatum, chas v'shalom. It's just a metzius. It's an acknowledgement of a reality to be a complete Jew. A Jew must be in Eretz Yisrael. And this is something that many of you know is a motif that is found in many of the commentary and writings of the Ramban. And this is one of, if not the first time, in a sense, explaining this enigmatic few psukim in our parsha, where the Ramban outlines and puts forth this thesis of his, how central being in Eretz Yisrael is to the spiritual development of a Jew.